Erev Thanksgiving, so we're going to discuss Thanksgiving today as one of the topics, although it was put together with celebrating other secular dates, birthdays. We're going to discuss that separately. Celebrating birthdays is another issue about birthdays in general, and specifically about celebrating any day on the secular calendar, on the Gregorian calendar. But let's discuss the celebration of Thanksgiving, turkey dinners, and the like, and whether Jews should participate in it. So first thing you need to know is that Rabbi Michael Broyd wrote an article on this topic many years ago. It's published in, I think, volume 30 of the RJJ Journal, and it's kedai to read. It's a very, very well-done article. The part I'm going to focus on mostly is the part that I would suspect if he were writing the article today, he would write differently, and that is the part that includes the shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein, because Rav Moshe's eighth volume of Igros Moshe, I believe, was not yet published when Rabbi Broyd wrote the article. So his discussion of Rav Moshe was based on one tshuva of Rav Moshe, when Rav Moshe, in fact, had published three tshuvas on the topic in this eighth volume of Igros Moshe. Let's start with the easier shitas, though, first. The easiest shita is the shita of Rav Salvechik, as recorded in Nefesh HaRav, on page Reish Lamed Aleph. Rav Shefter writes in Nefesh HaRav, Das Rabbeinu Haisa, Shemutu Lechol Basar Hodu B'Sof November B'Yom Thanksgiving. That the Rav held that it's mutter to eat turkey at the end of November on the day of Thanksgiving. Vehevinu, and we understood, Sheluda'ato Ein B'Basar Hodu B'Yashal Chesru Masora. That we understood from Rav Salvechik holding that it's okay to eat turkey on Thanksgiving, that there's no problem of a misora on turkey, because that's an issue that Rav Shechter himself is makbid about, that he doesn't eat turkey because he's worried that the misora on the kashrus of a turkey is problematic. And number two, he says, the second thing we understood from what he said, v'chein she'ein ba'achilasan b'yom Thanksgiving mishum chukos hagayim. It's, we also understood that it's apparently not a problem of chukos hakum. And so we heard was the shita of Rav Moshe Salvechik, and he says, "Look in Igros Moshe Yerdei Chelak Alav Siman Lamed Dalid." Who raises a suffix about this? Now, the tshuva that he's referring to in Igros Moshe is not even one of the tshuvas we're going to discuss. I'll explain to you why when we get there. The second extreme in terms of the shitos about celebrating Thanksgiving is attributed to Rav Hutner. I say attributed to because if you look in the Igros Uksavim of Rav Hutner on page Kuft Sadi Tes, we have it in the Beis Medrash, it never mentions the word Thanksgiving. So he's talking about something. It's likely that he's talking about Thanksgiving. It's assumed, generally assumed, that what he's talking about is Thanksgiving. And he says, Alodos she'elascha im zeda oraisa drabanan. He said the whole discussion of whether mutaras or whatever is only nogea if it were a one-time celebration. Meaning the pilgrims realizing that whatever it is they were celebrating, that's not so clear either, by the way, that there was something worth celebrating, and they celebrated Boba Yom on the day that something joyous happened. So that's one issue. But when you're going to talk about making an annual celebration of something, and you're going to include it on your annual calendar, then you're already adding a moed into the shana, and therefore when you participate in such celebrations, you're being mishtatif in a moed. The chiddush moed shalomi mikorosel shel Torah hu min hachamurei chamuros. And any sort of moed that is going to be introduced that doesn't come from the sources of Torah is one of the most severe isurim you could violate. So far, he could be talking about Yom HaTzmut, right? He could be talking about anything. But then he says, v'kol zeh hayenachon afilum kviyuzu haysel fi aluach shalanim. He says, I'm talking about that would be even if it were on the Jewish calendar. If you were going to make the day on any other day, aval mikivan shekviyu zuhi lufiya tarich anahug, but since it's going to be based on the date that we are knowing to, you know, keep our dates, asher me'elzu me'olam hayaminig aslinu losif esateva limisparam b'shas hashimush harish mitarich. That in general, whenever we write a date that's a secular date, we always say limisparam, to their counting. because we don't believe in the secular, in using a Gregorian date as being something of significance. We do it because it's the only way to communicate with people in the outside world. But it's really, we always say l'misparam, to the way they count. So he says, so to set a date on your calendar based on the Gregorian calendar, follow etzem kvius ha-ta'arich lu'uvda yisodos shel whatever, humatan kavod otzum la'avodah zarah. That's giving kavod to an avodah zarah. Setting anything based on the Gregorian calendar is a kavod to the avodah zarah. Hare milsa d'pshiti hi l'kol ben das. It should be obvious to anyone of any intellect that celebrating a date on the Gregorian calendar, any date, is an Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah. So you have the two extremes. Soloveitchik said, mutter until proven aser, and I don't see what the aser would be. Nobuchuk saying, lo selechu, nothing else. And then you have a footnote on the other side saying, what are you talking about? Anytime you use the Gregorian calendar, it's an Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah. If you're going to set a date on the secular calendar and celebrate that date every year, like an anniversary or a birthday, so it's an Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah. It's giving a kavod atzum to the Avodah Zarah. Okay. Then there's Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe has three tshuvas, all in the eighth volume of Igros Moshe. I say all because there's one tshuva that Rav Shechter references in the Nefesh HaRav that's in an earlier volume, but it's really about whether you're allowed to make a wedding or a bar mitzvah on Thanksgiving. So probably he deals with the issue of whether there's an issur of celebrating a simcha on a day that's a secular non-Jewish holiday, and he says, nah, it's not a problem. But it's not really about Thanksgiving itself, celebrating Thanksgiving itself. That's not his issue. No. So Rav Moshe has three tshuvas about it in the eighth volume of Igros Moshe. The first of the three tshuvas is in the Aruch Chaim section. It's on page Nun Gimel in the eighth volume of Igros Moshe, and he writes in Osvav over there, Lasso Simcha Suda Lekvot Thanksgiving Yeshvadai Lasso Medina. He says there's no doubt you have to answer it. V'lo Mishum Shikav Zesh Chashash De Miyavin L'smach B'yom Ayit Shal Avodah Zarah K'nochrim Shari Ein Yom Ayit Shabadu HaKomrim Ela Me'atz V'lasso Simcha B'yom. So he says, and it's not that it's a religious holiday. It's not. It's Pashut, definitely not a religious holiday. Thanksgiving started in 1863. It's not even that old of a holiday. Whatever. It's certainly not a religious holiday. It was a congressman decided that they should have a Thanksgiving, and he introduced a bill, and they made a Thanksgiving. It's not a religious holiday. It's not something that came from priests. El shemasha aser laso simcha l'kvod yom zeh hu midinu b'chuk oseyem lo seleichu. It's an isra of b'chuk oseyem lo seleichu. Av shein zeh chok l'avodah zarah el chok hevel ushtus b'alma. What's b'chuk oseyem lo seleichu? Two possibilities. Either anything that's affiliated with an avodah zarah, or anything that's hevel ushtus. Anything that there's no good explanation for why you do it, it's b'chuk oseyem lo seleichu. Says Rav Moshe, Thanksgiving is b'chuk oseyem lo seleichu. And then in another tshuva, in the Yoredei of half of that volume of Igros Moshe, on page Kuf Samach Tes Oz Dalid, Hinei L'chora, Mikivan Shebesivrei Dasam Lohuskar Yom Zeh L'chag, since this has nothing to do with the religion, V'gam Lo Sheyizchayv B'Suda, it doesn't say anything about needing a meal on this day, Lo Matzinu B'Zeh Isser Lav V'Asiyah Simcha B'Suda, V'lo V'Achilus Targa L'Hodu. There's no Isser in celebrating Thanksgiving or eating turkey on Thanksgiving. Aval V'Adei Asul K'voz HaLechov L'Mitzvah. Don't have this as a chiyuv. Don't take it upon yourself as a chiyuv every year that you must do this. But without a kviyus chova, there's no b'chuk oseyem lo seleichu. If you make it a kviyus chova every year, you have to do it. So it's baltosif, it's something. But it's not b'chuk oseyem lo seleichu. So then he has a third tshuva, where if Mordechai Teller asks him, which is it? You have one tshuva where you say, it's b'chuk oseyem lo seleichu, it's hevel v'shtos. You have another tshuva which says it might be Baal Tosef to do it every year as a chuk and a mitzvah, but it's not b'chuk oseyem lo seleichu. Well, what do you really hold? So in the third tshuva, Simen Yud Beis, in the Yoredei section of the 8th volume of Igros Moshe, Moshe says, ah, you got me in a stira, and I noticed you're also bothered by the Ramah, that the Ramah says anything that has a logical explanation for it, it's not b'chuk oseyem lo seleichu, it's not a problem. So that doctors can wear white coats because you need to identify in a hospital who's a doctor, the Ramah says. That's not b'chuk oseyem lo seleichu, it's logical. So Rav Moshe says, I noticed you, my grandson Rabbi Tendler, are bothered. Isn't Thanksgiving a logical thing? It's logical to have a Karas HaTov to the country that we're in. So says Rav Moshe, no. The Ramat doesn't mean when he says logical and illogical, whether there's any logic whatsoever. He means whether there's sufficient logic to do what we do. And he says, there is not sufficient logic to explain why we eat turkey on Thanksgiving. What's the logic of why we eat turkey on Thanksgiving? Because, and we have Odah, and this is the day where we celebrate our freedom and our this and our... What's Levart? Because the story goes that there were some pilgrims who didn't have what to eat, and they found the turkey, and they slaughtered it, and they ate it, and they had so much turkey, they shared it with some of the Indians, and it was a day of Achdus and whatever. Right? That's the long and short of the story. Says Rav Moshe, let's say those pilgrims would have died. Would we be here today? Yes. They knew about the New World already. So Luyitsuy, or if it were possible that those pilgrims couldn't find fish or fruit or grain in America, right, and they had nothing to eat, someone else would have come here and found all the incredible natural resources that America has and would have found something to eat, and we would still be here today, and there would still be the same America that we have today. So he says, so we're going to make a big celebration out of it every year forever? There were lots of times where there were a couple of dozen people who might have gone hungry, but then they didn't. And we don't make a celebration for all eternity, you know, to celebrate that. So he says, it's not maspik. It's not enough of a reason. I understand there's some reason, but it's not enough of a reason. So Rav Moshe says, but I'm a supuk about that. I'm not sure if Thanksgiving fits in B'chuk HaSeim Lo Seleichu. So he says, that's why in the second tshuva I wrote that forget B'chuk HaSeim Lo Seleichu. I can't say that it's Vaday Asur Mishum B'chuk HaSeim Lo Seleichu, but I can tell you to make it as a mitzvah and a chova each and every year, that I can tell you for sure is a problem. But B'chuk HaSeim Lo Seleichu, I'm not convinced is absolutely a problem, and therefore I'm not going to come down as hard on that. Right? That's how Rav Moshe writes in the third tshuva, where he was called on the carpet to be miyashev the first two tshuvas. So, B'kitzer, if you're a Rav Huttner guy, it's Asur. If you're a Rav Soloveitchik guy, Mutter of Salvation used to say shir earlier on Thanksgiving to accommodate. He said shir earlier, though, in order to accommodate to get home in time for his dinner in Boston. I don't think anyone's ever seen him eat the turkey. I haven't heard anyone tell me that they saw him eat turkey, but he used to say that he did. And if you're a Rav Moshe guy, l'chatchila, probably best not to celebrate with turkey. And if you're invited to a Thanksgiving dinner, you can go, but don't make it a chok every year that you must go.